can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Testing Thursdays with Wayne with the Talking Pools Podcast Group. Hope everybody had a nice week and took a break from listening to me talk. So what we're going to talk about today, something a little bit different, as they all are from week to week. But I remember as a kid, especially when for some reason they were always in dentist's office, remember the old Highlights kids magazine. Now, I know I'm dating myself by doing that. And yes, I grew up in the 60s and dealt with all that. But one of the highlights of going to the dentist's office was reading the Highlights magazine. And for those of you who are not old enough to remember, it was very, very 50s and 60s. That's the only way to describe it. You know, everything had a reason. And, you know, it was all to try to teach lessons and things like that. But one section of the Highlights magazine always got to me. And I really, really liked looking at this particular page. But it was called Doofus and, I forgot the other one. I'm totally blanking now. Doofus and a good boy, I guess. So it was a good boy, bad boy. It was the thing where bad boys do this, good boys do that kind of thing. And I got to thinking the other night, you know, first of all, what would be a good topic to talk about, as always? But the other thing I was looking at was, you know, this can apply to the pool and spa industry. So what if I did an episode called Good Techie, Bad Techie? What a good tech person does and what a bad tech person does. And we're going to go with listing the bad stuff first and then what the good tech would do instead. So let's go ahead and get started. And I'm sure you guys are going to have a lot more than what I have. And please feel free to add to the list by sending your comments to talkingpools@gmail.com.
The mobile waterlink spin touch allows pool and spa professionals the ability to test water in the field. A patented waterlink spin reagent disc is used with the innovative photometer to measure 10 different tests in just 60 seconds. That's right, just 60 seconds, and you'll have results displayed simultaneously on the photometer's touchscreen. That's not all. You also have the ability to send the data through Bluetooth into a smartphone or a tablet device. The photometer can measure free chlorine, bromine, total chlorine, combined chlorine, pH, alkalinity, hardness, cyanuric acid, copper, iron, phosphate, borate, biguanide shock, and salt. The water analysis can be proactive since they are able to measure all of these important tests and recommend correct procedures to fix their water chemistry issues when using our WaterLink Solutions Pro software program. It allows pool and spa analysts the best way to achieve precise results. So simple, anyone can use it. This is the most advanced system for precise use of wet chemistry methods ever produced. Pool and spa analysts can achieve precision without time-consuming tests or cleanup procedures. This groundbreaking analysis system is so simple, no vials to fill, no prep time, no guessing. To learn more about this innovative lab, visit www.waterlinkspintouch.com. Again, www.waterlinkspintouch.com.
Well, let's get right off the bat. So the good techie always arrives on time. If he's scheduled to go to a pool at 7:30 in the morning, he's there within a couple minutes either way. bad techie is always late or doesn't show up. Nine times out of 10, it doesn't show up. That's not a good techie. So a good techie always comes on time when he's scheduled, he, him or her. I'm not ignoring the ladies, of course. But a bad techie is always late or doesn't simply show up. And the good techie, if the yard is fenced, will always make sure that the gate is closed behind him or her. Bad techie always leaves the gate open. And what's the problem with that? Hey, customer has a dog in the backyard. Bye-bye, dog. Okay, that's just irresponsible. So, you know, a good techie respects the property of his customer. A bad techie does not care about their customer's property, and it totally ignores whatever is around, or it is just could care less. So, let's see, what do I have here? For something or other. I'm trying to read my scribble handwriting here for my notes. Oh, okay. Remember how I've always preached over the years and in all my classes that you use four of your five senses to evaluate the condition of a pool or spa. Techie doesn't care. He just goes right up to the pool and starts doing whatever he wants to do or she wants to do. A good tech will go up to the pool and take a minute or two and evaluate the situation. We'll use his eyes to see if there's anything visibly wrong. We'll use his ears to hear if there's any odd sounds. Uses his nose to if he or she smells something bad. Okay. And then if there's any stains on the surfaces, if they could be reached, that they touch them to see if it's a metal or if it's an algae bloom or whatever. Bad techie could care less. Okay, he or she just does whatever bad techies do. So let's talk about what they should be doing. First of all, they should be testing the water. So a good tech will test the water, will test for sanitizer, pH, depending upon their contract with them. Hopefully they're also testing for alkalinity and calcium hardness, TDS if it's outside, you know, taking all those water balance numbers and determining water balance. And then from the results of the test, we'll determine whether or not treatment needs to be added, and we'll add it, okay? Bad techie does no testing. Particularly, he will claim to the customer, oh, yeah, I did it, and the water's fine, and he never did do it. This is particularly harmful when the customer has cameras. And I've seen too many posts over the years from people who've been, techs who've been caught not doing something they said they did. That causes a loss of a job and income. A bad techie will ignore doing any kind of testing. He or she might look at the water, go, yeah, it's blue, and then walk away. That's a bad techie. Okay, a slap in the back of the hand. Good techie will always check on the skimmers and the boxes and empty them and clean them out. They need to be clean. Of course, a bad techie will totally ignore the fact that there's a skimmer. A good tech will not ever put a tablet in the skimmer. Never put a tablet in the skimmer. Bad techie loads them up because the bad techie's lazy. You never put a tablet in a skimmer. Never, 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 never. It's a skimmer. It's not a chemical delivery system. Good techie, if he opens up the skimmer lid and he sees inside a critter and the critter's alive, we'll save that critter. Whether it's amphibian, reptilian, mammalian, it doesn't matter. We'll try to save the critter. I have a very good colleague who is also a Talking Pools podcast host, Andrew Nannini, who is legendary in our industry for saving critters. All kinds of critters, mostly reptilian, it seems. A couple frogs thrown in there now and then. Bad techie, of course, doesn't care. And we'll keep the critter in the basket. Or if the critter has died, we'll leave it in there. That's just simply wrong. Very, 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 very wrong. Good techie. We'll check the pump area, a pump room, pump shed, wherever the pumps and the equipment is located. Make sure that everything's running right. We'll backwash if necessary, depending upon what the PSI is. If it's, you know, your standard sand filter, we'll check the cartridge filter. If it's there, we'll check on DE. We'll fill up a brominator or chlorinator with tabs if it needs to be. We'll inspect all the equipment, make sure there's no leaks, cracks, whatever. Make sure that, you know, just making sure that everything is running right. Bad techie doesn't even go close to the pump area, could care less. He or she might fill up a chlorinator or a brominator, doubtful. But, you know, they're just there just to make an appearance, it seems. Good techie may leave a note for the customer or some kind of checklist that says, okay, this is what we did today. Here's a picture of what I did. I did X, Y, Z. You're okay with A, B, C, etc. And see you next week or whatever. Bad techie doesn't leave any kind of notes whatsoever, which leaves the customer kind of scratching their head going, did he even stop by? Was she there? I know. Let me go check my cameras. That kind of thing. How many times if any of you are service managers, you get the call, you never came by today. And then you said he did. He didn't. That kind of deal. And then you have to deal with that whole situation. I've already said the next two, but about not respecting the property and falsely claiming that he or she visited when they didn't. That's how you lose customers, people. Not doing the job. Okay, so a bad tech doesn't do the job. A good tech does what the contract asks him or her to do for the customer. Now, granted, every customer isn't the same. You've got your Karens out there. You've got your Kens. You've got your customers who habitually think they know better, but we all know they don't. And you constantly ask you questions that make no sense. The DIYers who think they know better than you and treat the pool or the spa after you've turned your back and left, and then claim that you screwed up when it was really them. We've all experienced these customers. We know what it's like. A good tech will know how to deal with these kind of customers and how to work with them to gain their trust. And of course, by gaining their trust, that's also something called customer retention. Mm-hmm. So bad techies could care less or blow them off, whatever. This is why you have customers that change their service companies almost weekly, it seems, but at least monthly and annually, but quite often too frequent for it to make any kind of sense. The thing that kills me is when I get calls or I read where, you know, a tech claims to have, oh, say, added acid to lower pH or automatically adds acid before testing because that's what they told me to do. That, you know, I've heard that excuse before. That's just a big problem waiting to happen if it hadn't already. So a bad techie just doesn't do their due diligence for their customer. Okay. Test the water every time you're there. Even if you use a test strip, you're testing the water. So here's another one I just popped into my head. A good techie has a good testing system with them. Okay. And what's a good testing system? Anything that the tech feels is giving him or her the correct answer is consistent and reliable and accurate. Okay. It doesn't matter what the manufacturer of that testing system is. What's important is that the tech who's using the kit knows how to use the kit and how to use the kit properly. Okay. That's the most important thing. Okay. So a good techie has a clean test kit. If they're using liquid fresh reagents, if they're using test strips, fresh test strips, nothing's out of date. Their kit is clean. Bottles aren't thrown all over the place. Instructions are clear, etc. Bad Techie has reagent bottles thrown all over his toolkit. You know, old reagents, outdated reagents, old powder, expired test strips, that kind of thing. That shows, again, disrespect to the customer's investment, valuable investment, okay, which in turn will lead to being fired or being changed out. So it's critical that testing the water in the pool or spa is just part of the overall responsibility you have as a service technician for your customer's property. It's the only part. It's an important part, yes, but it's just a part. You've got the entire vessel itself. You've got electrical to deal with if that's a problem. You've got all the pump room equipment to make sure that it's running properly, efficiently. The big thing is backwashing. That kind of service that needs to be done on a weekly basis, of course, depending on your contract. But it's that kind of service that, you know, a bad techie will think, oh, I've got, you know, 20 more pools to do today. I'm just going to skip working on this one or something like that, or blow this one off. No, you can't do that. Okay. You can't do that. I mean, you probably know of someone who does that. Okay. That's the best way to put it. And that, of course, is wrong. Okay. It's simply wrong. And unfortunately, I hear about this too often from people in Florida, of all places. Now, yes, I know Florida and Southern California are the two heaviest areas for residential pools and spas. I know this, okay? That's why we have lots and lots of service companies in those two states who perform a wonderful job. I know some fantastic service companies in Florida and California, who take pride in what they do, know how to treat their customers well. I'd love to be able to name them on the podcast, but then, you know, that'd be showing favoritism. Let's just say these companies have been around for a long time, and are very valuable and in their community, and are known by their incredible work ethic. Okay. And y'all know who I'm talking about, all of you who are listening. So it's the good techies that take pride in what they do. It's the bad techies that are just doing it for the buck, which is unfortunate, you know, and that probably can hold true for a lot of jobs nowadays. The other issue is that a good techie understands the relationship between himself or herself and their boss/company. And a bad techie doesn't. And what I mean by that is that you've got situations, and we've all heard the stories, where a service company will hire a new service technician. And that person, that new service technician, lasts for about 2 or 3 days and then quits. Okay. Whose fault is it? Well, the fault lies on both the company and the new hire. Obviously, the new hire didn't understand the scope of the work or whatever, or just simply lazy. The service company didn't do their due diligence by doing appropriate research into the person they're trying to hire. Now, that doesn't mean that every new hire is bad. No, absolutely not. It just means that this happens sometimes. So, you know, you've got good people, you've got bad people, and you've got that in every kind of situation that might exist within our industry. And it's funny that, you know, you've got even within our own industry that are non-service oriented, talking about everybody else, you know, manufacturers, educators, you know, distributors, retailers, things like that. You know, there's some really good people out there, really, really good people who, again, take pride in what they do, understand the industry generally enough that they can contribute good information, reliable information, accurate information, so that their consumers, their customers, can make appropriate decisions. Then we have people who are not reliable, who are not dependable, who could care less. I'm going to tell a story that goes way, 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 way back to almost one of the first week that I started in the industry. We had a distributor in Wisconsin by the name of Arco Industries, A-R-C-O. They had been apparently distributors for a number of years prior to me starting. And within 18 months, a year and a half or 2 years after I started in the industry, they went bankrupt abruptly. Come to find out that part of what this distributor did was to store or have some kind of batteries. I forgot exactly what. It's been a long time. This is like 92. But acid was leaking into the groundwater and a stream that was outside the distributor's location. They got whistleblowed to the EPA. Whistleblown to the EPA back end, and the EPA filed a several million dollar lawsuit, environmental lawsuit against them, and so much so that they went out of business. So was that a bad one or a good one? Well, they should have known. And that was one of the premises of the lawsuit from the EPA, was that they knew what was going on and they did absolutely nothing. Okay. Applies to a lot of things nowadays, I guess. He thinks aimlessly. But that was just an example. And there have been others like that over the decades. I'm not going to detail everyone, but that's the big one that comes to mind because it was my first experience with them and first experience with something like that in the industry. But I've seen a lot of shady people, a lot of shady companies come and go over the years, and they're on the bad side. You know, they're on Santa's bad list, not there on the naughty list. But you know, is that a good way for our industry to be represented? No, it's not, obviously. Thank God for groups like PHTA and the CMAC people and others that are trying to improve and enhance the information that is out there and is available for consumers to know how to deal with their pools and spas properly. Thank goodness for them. Thank goodness for the individuals within our industry that take the time to educate customers, that take the time to show people the right way to do something and not the wrong way that's going to cost them money and heartbreak down the road. I see so much on social media nowadays, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you know, TikTok, or whatever's out there. See a lot of good things happening, a lot of good communication for the industry out there. I also see a lot of bad stuff. And being in a position like this, it's easy to identify and to report as something. No, this is not right. This is not good. Whatever. So you have to be aware of the good and the bad out there. You have to you have to not be the doofus in this industry. Be the good one. Be the one that people talk about in a good way and not in a, oh God, don't ever hire this person way. That's not a good way to go through life. So I'm done. I'm finished ranting. My normal rants, I guess, every week. Everyone have a fantastic week. As always, if you have any thoughts, comments, suggestions for topics, please feel free to send them to talkingpools@gmail.com. And if your topic or question is selected to be discussed, you will receive a nice little surprise from us. Well, in the meantime, everyone have a fantastic week, and I'll be talking at you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the Pool People, for the Pool People, by the Pool People's Podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.